Welcome everyone to the OH service, and good afternoon to you. Well, if you're parents and you came unprepared, not knowing that this is OH service, and your kids are preschool, lower primary, there are some activity sheets that are in the lift lobby, right? So you can go pop by and pick up some of these activity sheets and color pencils. But if you come prepared, well done. Okay. Now, today we're going to read from the book of Joshua, a mighty act that God did to save his people Israel. So all adults and children, shall we all bow our heads together and close our eyes to pray? Dear God, we ask you to please show us the mighty acts you have done for your people so that we may know you and give glory to you. We pray for everyone here from the youngest to the oldest among us to hear, believe, and obey your word today through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let me ask you in opening, how do you remember things? How do you remember things? Well, children who are in preschool and primary school, your schools will give you notebooks like this, right? So there'll be notebooks like this. This is my children's notebook. Okay, they will have to jot down all their homework items and to-do tasks. Do you have this as well, children? No? Yes, you do, right? So let me ask you, do you write down on this notebook conscientiously so that you do not forget to do any homework? You do not forget any task? No. Okay, very honest. Children are most honest. Well, it is very helpful. And so some grown-ups still use some kind of notebook like this, right? Weekly planners, because we learn a good lesson from school, right? We need to jot down what we need to do. Others may use digital calendars like this one, right, on our phones and computers. Otherwise, we easily forget to meet certain people or to do some things that we need to do. So let me just ask you, how many of you this week has forgotten to meet somebody or forgotten to do something? No? All very good. All very good memory. It's well done. Well, God also wants us to remember what He has done for us so that we will always love Him and never forget how good He is. But you and I, we are very forgetful towards God. We need reminders all the time. So how does God help us to remember the mighty acts that He's done? Let's go to God's Word to find out. In Joshua chapters 3 and 4, God brings His people across the Jordan River through a miracle. And then He gives them a way to remember what He has done for them. We are going to be acting out the events of these two chapters. So in a little while, I'm going to ask for some help. We're going to need some actors today, both children as well as adults. Okay? So firstly, the people of Israel, at this point, they have been camping beside the Jordan River now for 3 days. Okay? Joshua chapter 3, verse 15 tells us this. It says that the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. So can you imagine the river bank is overflowing? The water current is really, really strong. And so 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, the people camped there and looked at the river. And in these 3 days, the people must be wondering, how are we going to cross over? Will we drown? Well, don't worry. Joshua has received commands from God for how to cross the Jordan safely. And he teaches these commands to the people. He says, follow the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant. Now, what is this Ark of the Covenant? The Ark is a wooden box that's coated with gold, and it contains the two stone tablets with the Ten Commandments written on it, as well as some other reminders that will remind Israel about how God dealt with them in the past. And so the Ark is to represent God's presence with His people. The people are also told to consecrate themselves or to set themselves apart for God. How to do that? Well, they are to put away the things of this world that displease God and makes them unworthy. So let me ask you, as you come today for service, have you already consecrated yourselves by putting away the things that makes God angry? So the first two actors we need are two consecrated persons, right? We're going to need two priests. So can I get two volunteers, please? Someone in the center, perhaps. I'm looking around. Some strong men, because we are going to carry the ark, right? Okay, well done. Two, that's right. So I'm going to ask you to go to the back, and our sister Adeline there is going to pass you the ark. Okay, we're going to imagine that this blue box is the ark of the covenant. Please do not peep inside. Okay, it should not peep inside. Okay, very good. So you just stand there first, wait for my instruction. Okay, where am I? So we have the two priests. Very good. So Joshua told them to carry the ark of the covenant and go in front of the people. Okay, so just stay there first. And this pattern will take place three times. We have this next slide that shows us that God will command Joshua, and then Joshua teaches the people, and then the people executes or carry out the command of God. And so if you put that together, it's CTE. Okay, good to remember. It's not Central Expressway, but command, teach, and execute. And so God's first command to Joshua is this: tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river. And so Joshua then teaches the people. He says, come listen to God's words. Then you will know that the living God is with you. And you will know that God will certainly drive the nations out for your sake. And this is the proof. The Ark of God's Covenant will go into the Jordan in front of you. And so now we have the people execute God's command. They left the place where they were camping and started to cross the Jordan. So everyone, move your feet and start to walk. Okay? But the priests have to move forward. The priests can come forward now. Come bravely forward all the way to the front. Okay, so you can turn and turn to the side. As soon as the priest who carried the ark reached the Jordan, so imagine the stage is the Jordan River, and their feet touched the water's edge, kick the stage. Okay, well done. Okay. What happened? The water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam. So now we have two volunteers. I already planted them in the audience. Okay, so thank you so much, Along and Amos. Yeah, they're going to hold up the water. So the water piles up at a great distance in a heap, right, at Adam. And so the water flowing downstream from there all the way to the Sea of Arabah, also called the Dead Sea, is completely cut off. So now this is dry ground. Now everyone, you can cross over. And so the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Start walking. Okay, look at the water. It's very... very high, quickly cross. All right. And the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground. Okay, you can put the Ark now. I still need you to be around so you can sit maybe on in the center. Yeah, so you can sit in front first. Thank you very much. Okay, where am I? Lost myself. Okay, good. So now the next command from God. Now everyone has crossed the Jordan, right? Sorry, you can also sit down first. You're going to be standing very long. Okay. So after everyone had crossed over the Jordan, anyone left behind? Anyone left behind? All crossed already? Okay, very good. All safe. Now God commands Joshua now, choose 12 men from among the people and one from each tribe. Right. So now we need 12 volunteers, 12 representatives, one from each tribe of Israel. Okay, so there's a set of criteria that I took roughly from Genesis 49. Okay, so you can volunteer, just raise your hand and I'll call out to you, right? And then you just stay there until I give further instructions. So firstly, from the tribe of Reuben, who's the firstborn of Jacob. Is there any firstborn son here? Firstborn sons? Oh, okay, so you'll be... okay, what's your name? Gus, okay. So Gus will be the from the tribe of Reuben. From the tribes of Simeon and Levi, we need a pair of siblings. Can be brothers or sisters. I see volunteers there, okay. All right, so you just stay there first. From the tribe of Judah. Okay, I can't think of anything. Anyone's name starts with J? J. Anyone's name starts with J? Your name is J? Okay, good, good. Just stay there first. From the tribe of Zebulun, anyone here has been a sailor or lived on a ship? Just trying my luck. No one. Okay, anyone has been on a cruise? Gone on a cruise. Desperate. I'm sure people gone on cruises, right? Okay, someone behind. Okay, very good. All right, so he'll come out later. From the tribe of Issachar, we need a hardworking student. Any student here is very hardworking? But you already got chosen earlier, sorry. Hardworking student, anyone? It can be adults also. Hardworking, okay, good. Okay, thank you. Now, from the tribe of Dan, we need a good lawyer. Any lawyers here? Okay, we have a lawyer, good. From the tribe of Gad, someone whose name starts with G. Any Gabriels, Gary? I think I saw a Gabriel earlier. Gabriel, Gary, anyone? No? Okay, Gabriel, yes, I was looking for you. Right, from Asher, someone who loves food. Who loves food? All Singaporeans. Okay. All right, you love food. Okay, you're from the tribe of Asher. From the tribe of Naphtali, we need a mother. Anyone, any kid wants to nominate your mother? Okay. Are you okay, Steph? Steffi? Okay. Okay. Steph will come up. From the tribe of Joseph, anybody has shot archery? You shot an arrow before. Okay, well done. Okay, we'll get you. And finally, the tribe of Benjamin, someone who's the youngest child in the family. Huh? Okay, we have someone. Okay, well done. Okay, now this is what God commands Joshua. Okay, listen. God commands Joshua to tell them to take up 12... Oh, sorry, next slide. Tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing, and carry them over with you and put them down at the place where you stay tonight. And so Joshua teaches them to do this. And the 12 of them now execute this command. So all the 12 representatives, can you now go behind to Uncle Andrew? Right, Uncle Andrew will pass you the stones. Okay, as you get the stones, please bring them to the front of the stage. Okay, come to the front of the stage once you get the stone. Thank you. Okay, come to the front after that. Maybe Gabriel, you can lead them to the front. Thank you very much. Okay, you can move to the front now. Okay, and just lay the stones here in a mess. Just lay them in a mess. Just put them around anywhere you want. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, after that, you can take a seat. Thank you so much, the 12 representatives. Okay, thank you. You really throw. Okay, so what happens next? Well, finally, God commands Joshua. He says, command the priests carrying the ark of the covenant law to come up out of the Jordan. So now I need the two priests to carry this box up onto the stage. So just maybe put it here. Okay, well done. And you can also take a seat. Thank you very much. Okay, let's give a hand to all our volunteers. Oh, we still have two more volunteers. Okay, so after the ark of the ark is put down. Hey, sorry, the water haven't gone down yet. So you can hold up the water now. Hold up the water now. Okay, so the priests execute this. They came out of the river carrying the ark and set it down. And as soon as they set their feet on dry ground, the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and ran at flood stage as before. All right, thank you so much. How long? Amos, thank you. At Gilgal, on the border of Jericho, Joshua set up the 12 stones they had taken out of the Jordan. This stone fell so far away. In case you're wondering, this is reduced to clear sourdough bread. That's why there's a smell when those of you who are carrying it. Don't worry, I'll bring home and eat, okay? Okay, so Joshua sets up the stones, right, in the pile. And then he says to the people, he says, in the future, when your descendants ask their parents, so now I'm going to get all the children, adult children also can, you can turn to your parents and ask them the words in red. Ask them, what do these stones mean? No, go and ask your parents. Ask already. Okay, and now the parents, you have to tell them the words in yellow. Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground. Now parents tell the children. Okay, very good. And these stones will stand for a long, long time to remind the people of Israel about this day. And this is what they are to remember. And so let's read the verse 23 onwards together, everyone. For the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you until you had crossed over. The Lord your God did to the Jordan what he had done to the Red Sea when he dried it up before us until we had crossed over. He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful and so that you might always fear the Lord your God. See, this pile of stones here is called a sign because it's to point Israel to something. It's supposed to remind these Israelites about God's mighty acts of salvation at the Jordan River. It also allows them to teach this to their children and children's children. But it also reminds them of another of God's mighty acts of salvation in the past. In a way, it takes them on a time machine that brings them 40 years before this. See, 40 years ago, God led their parents out of Egypt. And like the ark that went before them in front of this generation into the Jordan, God's presence also went with their parents. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 says, let's read together. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or night. So God's presence went with them. And when they came to the Red Sea, with the enemies behind them, just chasing after them, God helped them in a similar way. Exodus 14, verse 21, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. And the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground. And in order to remind the Israelites about this mighty act of God, they were to celebrate the Passover every year. And next week, children in primary school, children church, as well as adults here in our main services, we'll learn more about what the Passover means. But the crossing of the Jordan also points forward. It also looks forward to a future mighty act of God. So this time machine also brings them forward 1,500 years to the death and resurrection of God's Son, Jesus Christ. And last, just 3 weeks ago, do you remember what we celebrated? What did we celebrate? Birthday? No. We celebrated Good Friday and Easter Sunday, right? Okay, and we celebrate this every year to remember that Jesus died and rose again for us. Do you also know why Christians, many Christians, gather as church on Sundays? Why? Why Sunday? Because it's a rest day? Right? Because very early on, the church already said we will meet on Sunday to remember that the Lord Jesus rose on Sunday morning. So these are the things that we do to remember about Jesus' death and resurrection. What else do we do to remember God's mighty acts in Jesus Christ? Well, each week we teach one another about Jesus' death and resurrection, from the youngest in children's church to the oldest adult. And this is because you and I, we are forgetful. We need reminders again and again. The Lord Jesus also commands us on the night that he was betrayed, and we read this in Luke 22, verse 19 and 20. Shall we read this together? And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." And that is why children may not be aware what we do in our main services, but in main services, every month, we celebrate communion, or the Lord's Supper. It is Jesus' command to do this in remembrance of him, because doing so teaches us about how Jesus loved us and gave his life for us. That's why we execute it. We do it to remind ourselves to love and trust our Lord. It's also a great opportunity to teach our children, if they happen to be among us, as well as those who are new to church, although they may not be able to participate in the Lord's Supper, but they may see these things and they may ask us, "What do these things mean?" And then we have the opportunity to teach them what Jesus Christ has done using the bread and the cup. Our OH services like this also gives us the opportunity to explain why we do the things we do. And this is not just for the sake of explaining to the children so they understand, right? Why is it that we sing songs? Why is it that we pray? Why is it that we meet one another? We welcome one another, and so on. But doing so also refreshes our own memories. And so for those of us who are more mature, let us be mindful and more intentional with our words and actions whenever we gather. Let's be aware what our actions and words may say to others in our midst. So how do we remember things? Well, I, for one, I'm not a sentimental person, which means I don't keep many things. I throw everything away. Okay? I don't even take many photos for keepsake. Okay? But here is one photo of a memorial stone that my family and I pass by every day, at least twice a day. This is where I asked my wife, June, to marry me. Right? And this is where she agreed. Okay, very strange place, right? Not very romantic. If you want to know why we ended up here, you can ask me, but it's a long story. Well, but we brought our children here many times to tell them the story of how they came about. Apart from our wedding rings, which only one of them has a rock, right? Which is a stone, a diamond. And this is another stone to mark God's grace in our lives. And so on days when we quarrel or when life gets really hard, it reminds us that God has saved us and that God is the one who brought us together. And so we can trust him to lead us through our fights and troubles. So what are some memorial stones that you personally have built to remind yourself of God's mighty acts? Is there some memorial stone in your life that you can use to tell others about what God has done in your life? It may simply be just writing a journal, so copy what the children do in school, right? A notebook to record all of God's goodness to you. And you can keep reading it years later and keep giving thanks to God. Now, I, for one, again, am not a very creative person, so you can see today's acting is a bit amateurish. Okay, but this acting out of Joshua 3 and 4 is just a simple and sincere attempt to show us how, as families, as discipleship groups, we can tell Bible stories, we can act out Bible stories to remind ourselves and teach one another about God's mighty acts. And we can also intentionally use some visible symbols or tokens in our schools and offices to get our friends interested to ask questions about why we believe and what we believe. So perhaps it could be something as simple as a Bible verse or a wise saying on your desk, in the office, or in school, to remind ourselves and to reach out to others. Of course, what this looks like will be very different for you compared to me. Okay? So you have to work out in your own life. What will be something that is useful for you to remind yourself and to also reach out to others? But the same thing is for all of us is this, that the Lord has done mighty things for us. So let us find ways to remind ourselves of this and to tell others about how good God is. so that when you and I are faced with troubles, we can trust that our God goes before us and that He will safely lead us through every danger. Let's go to God together in prayer. All heads bowed and all eyes closed, let's pray to God. Dear God, we thank You for reminding us about the mighty acts that You have done. You saved the people of Israel through the Jordan by Your leader Joshua, and You have also saved us from our sin by Jesus, the greater Joshua. Please help us find helpful ways to remember and to teach others about Your salvation, so that we will trust You and obey You in all things. In Jesus' name we ask this, and let all God's children say, Amen.